Beeping sounded nearby. It was constant and annoying. People talked somewhere around me, but their voices were too low for me to make out what they said. I listened closer. Black ice. The parents were DOA. A woman spoke, but I couldn't make sense of it. Are you relatives?
We're his godparents, a man explained. He doesn't have anyone else.
Another man spoke next.
What are his injuries? Is he going to be okay?
He needed 3 stitches in his head, and the humerus bone is fractured in his left arm. Other than that, he's just bruised. He's a lucky kid. I opened my eyes and winced at how bright everything was. The white walls and the long ceiling light overhead were blinding. A man appeared in front of me, his blue eyes red and swollen. He kind of looked like my daddy, but his hair was a darker blonde.
Hey, kid, he said,
smiling, even though his eyes were still sad.
I know you probably don't remember me, but I'm Matt, your dad's friend.
I felt funny. My body seemed light and heavy at the same time, and my eyes didn't want to stay open. Another man walked up beside him. He had dark hair, and his brown eyes were sad, too.
I'm Roger,
he said, reaching to touch my hand, but then stopping.
Your dad was my best friend.
His name and face were familiar, but my brain wouldn't work. Everything was too fuzzy. I'm sleepy, I croaked.
We'll let you get some rest, Roger said, before putting his arm around the mat guy's back and turning to leave.
Wait! Suddenly, I was all panicky as images flashed through my head, just random glimpses of broken glass and red. Where's Mama and Daddy?
Matt opened his mouth, but no words came out. His eyes filled with tears, and a few trickled down his cheek.
A woman in a blue matching outfit came in and told the nice men to leave. She touched the bag hanging beside me and gave it a shot. I wanted to tell Roger to stay, but the heaviness returned, and my eyes closed.